Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back. It is September 14th, and we are just days away from week two of the NFL season, where the Lions will be hosting the Commanders of Washington. Week one didn't go as planned, but that's all right. We fought to the end, and we are getting ready for week two, and we'll be covering that on the podcast, and we'll have a special guest on just in a moment. But before we do, let's get to Blue Kool-Aid crew. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Hey, everybody.
Bob.
Hello there.
And Red Dog.
Yo.
All right, gentlemen. So, week two, the Lions are 2.5-point favorites this week. This is the first time in 25 games that the Lions are favored in Vegas for a game. So, not much respect in the past couple of years, but not many wins either. But I think the tide is turning this year. And you know, we didn't do it week one. We were just getting our feet wet. We did our predictions, our season predictions, and stuff like that. But now we're in week two, we're bringing back, by popular demand, our segment, Entering the Lion's Den. And, of course, as I mentioned, the Lions are hosting the Washington Commanders.
Zach, you found someone brave enough to enter the den?
We did.
Must have been a tough search.
Man, I don't believe it.
So now, entering the Lion's Den for the first time in 2022, we have Rio. Rio, how's it going, man? Welcome to the pod.
I'm excellent, man. Thank you guys for having me. First of all, this is like a combination of some of like the most professional radio voices I've heard in a while, and I'm still trying to get my voice back from being at FedEx Field on Sunday. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely, man. So I always like to start off this segment by asking, how did you become a fan of, well, the Commanders in this case, or formerly the Washington Football Team, formerly the Redskins?
It was just, I didn't have a choice. You know, I was born into it, you know. I was born into our last year of glory. I was born in October of 91. This was the top three team in NFL history, 14-2, won the Super Bowl versus the Buffalo Bills when they were going to the Super Bowl and losing every year. They've sucked my whole life, but I've known nothing but burgundy and gold since the day I was in diapers, and I will rep this team regardless of what name, moniker, or logo they decide to put out on Sundays. This is my squad, and it's built a lot of character within me being a fan of this franchise, because not only we don't get the luxury to lose in peace. Like, we're bad and we make headlines on Monday. So, you know, it's been rough being a fan here, but I bleed it till I die, and I rep this squad with my whole heart. Wow,
losing peace. That's an interesting way of looking.
Yeah. Hey, like Rio. There. Rio, my name's Bob. Let me jump in real quick with something you said in the opening there. It was kind of friendly to start out, but then you kind of a little jab to bring up that 91 team, because that's the one that beat the Lions in the NFC Championship 41-10.
Absolutely.
That's a really absolutely horrible memory. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Hey, I had to, man. I know the history. That's all I got here is history, man. We haven't won a playoff game in 17 years. And in my lifetime, I have not seen one quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns, which is going to change this year with Carson Wentz. And I've never seen us win 11 games. So at least you guys have something.
Wow. You know, we drink Kool-Aid. You drink something there too. Carson Wentz throwing 30 touchdowns. Wow.
He's well on pace after week one, baby. Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
I think you're the first person to come on too and say we have like something over like another team. So appreciate
man,
that.
Y'all had a franchise quarterback for a decade. I cannot fathom the idea of one.
How do you feel about your owner? There's a lot of negative press around the owner. I was just curious about your thoughts about him.
He's a dweeb, man. He's a little man complex dweeb, but we're stuck with him for life. The league will never do away with him because he knows all the dark doings and he knows where all the bodies are buried league wide. And if you take him down, his stubborn ass is taking people down with him. So his wife is awesome though. His wife is great. The best thing he's ever done was make his wife the face of the team and just get the hell out of Dodge and go on his yacht with his IMAX theater on his yacht. He's nuts. He's a sick man. He's going to always own my team. He's going to live to be 100, and he's going to pass the team to his son after, and we're going to be Snyder-owned for all eternity. So I've learned to deal with it, and it is what it is.
You don't think the son has a chance?
Hey, man. I think we can win in spite of him because I think we've actually put some talent and we have some football-minded people running the show now. Yeah. And he's not coming in off the boat and making draft picks anymore.
We actually, or at least I am, maybe everyone else on here is different, but your GM right now is Martin Mayhew, who I had a favorable opinion of with his tenure here in Detroit. So there's definitely a Detroit connection in that regard with Martin Mayhew as your GM.
Pulled off one of the best trades we ever had.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, and Mayhew has history. He won a Super Bowl as a Washington Redskin. And Martin Mayhew, like, don't get it twisted, though. Ron Rivera runs everything on the football side. Everything goes through him, and he gets final say over everything. He hired Mayhew and Herney personally. Really? So he's pretty much like the quasi-head coach president team of football operations. So
kind of like a Bill Belichick role in a way.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And Jason Wright, our team president, handles everything on the business side.
Well, I know you said you root for him no matter what they call him, but did that bother you that they changed the names? I mean, I'm just curious because like if they just suddenly changed the Lions to, you know, Jaguar or Bobcats or something, I don't know. It wouldn't be the same. You lose the name, the identity you've had all those years. Then they change it to no name, just the Washington team, and now it's the Commanders. I mean, is that a good name? Are you good with it? I mean,
the name doesn't move the needle. It's boring. It's they're trying to force the military aesthetic on it. You know,
yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of military themed things going around. But I love the uniforms. I love the branding. They kept the colors and the name. As a younger fan, I'm 30, man. The name doesn't attach me to the team. It's the players, the history, the coaches. Mm-hmm. So it didn't bother me as much as the older demographic of the fan base. Honestly, I wanted the team to be called the Wolves or the Red Wolves because I thought there's no dog representation in the NFL. There's no canine team names. That's what I want. I want Washington Wolves.
I think the Hogs would have been good. You know, the have some history there. You can put that big, you know, hog on the helmet, you know.
And that's where we're headed with our mascot. They're doing a mascot vote. They already know Hogs is going to win, but they're doing a vote for it. But that's where they're heading. They're doing as much as possible to tie it back to the history. I wanted a wolf. I don't care what the name is. I think the uniforms look amazing, and we kept the team colors, and we still have a fight song. It is what it is. Win football game. That's what matters to me.
Yeah, indeed. Well, on that note, what is the strongest part, you think, of your team? The strongest, you know, D-line, O-line, receivers. What's the strongest part to your team?
Your identity.
I think until this year, it was the D-line. Because you look on paper, everybody who looks on paper, you see Chase Young, Montez Sweat, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen. Jamin Davis was a first-round pick. That's five first-round picks in our front seven. But to be perfectly honest, they've underachieved as a unit. Jonathan Allen's the only great one in the group. Chase Young regressed last year, and we won't see him until October. And Montez Sweat, while he's shown a lot of flashes, he hasn't hit double-digit sacks yet either. Payne is good as well, but they haven't lived up to it. I think the strength of this team right now is the firepower we have on offense now. We have a healthy Curtis Samuel. We have a first-round receiver, and Terry finally has running mates. He's been running out there with no quarterback and no partners in the receiver room the last 3 years of his career. We have a healthy Curtis Samuel and Jahan Dotson. They all caught touchdowns in week one. Antonio Gibson is being used correctly now out in space and a lot in the pass game. And we already have a third down utility back in JD McKissick. And Logan Thomas is healthy. He's been a weapon for us. You guys know him well. He's actually made a home and a name for himself as a tight end here. And we haven't even rolled out our rookie tight end, fifth round pick out of Nevada, Cole Turner, who got most of the starting reps during the preseason and training camp portion. So I think offensive firepower is the identity of this team this year, because Jack Del Rio's defense, they got a lot to prove to me.
And Taylor Heinicke was one of the, I think he was 32nd in the league last year in deep passing, whether that's accuracy, whether that's yards per attempt. So Carson Wentz definitely an upgrade for you there in that regard.
Taylor Heinicke has the arm of my 4-year-old daughter. Great guy, though.
Awesome, man. That's amazing.
Great guy, though,
see your
man.
Daughter
great
throw football.
Hey, man. He's a great guy, man. I think Heinicke will be the MVP of any brewery he ever steps in. Never want to see him start a football game again.
How do you feel about our defensive line with Aiden Hutchinson, Charles Harris? We have Ali McNeil up the middle going against your offensive line. I think you had an up and down performance. Trayvon Walker beasted against you guys last week, and now we have the number two pick, Aiden Hutchinson, going against your offensive line this week. So you get the number one and number two pick in consecutive weeks. Are you afraid? Not are you afraid? How afraid are you of Hutch?
I think it's another good test, because Trayvon Walker got the only sack we gave up last week. Wentz had a clean body the entire game last week. There was one sack. It took place in the third quarter when things were starting to spiral a little bit when he threw his two picks. But it's definitely a good test for us. I want to see what Aiden Hutchinson's got. He got a good motor. He was getting there. He didn't exactly get home, but he was getting pressure last week. I watched you guys' game versus the Eagles. The whole threat of Jalen Hurts' legs is what gave you guys a problem, which shows me that I think we can run on y'all. I think we'll put more of an emphasis on the running backs this week. But I like what our offense did, man. We scored 28 and left two or three drives on the field last week. And the offensive line did a good job protecting Wentz. He had a clean pocket for the majority of the day. I like our chances on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, Red Dog, you got a question?
I do have a question. All right. So, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being that you'd rather skinny dip with a few piranhas, or 10 being you'd actually go into a den of real lions, how scared are you of the Detroit Lions this week?
2.
That's pretty scary. That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
Hold on.
That's the first person to ever just give me a number. I love it.
Hold on. Let me think about this again. You said a piranhas or a den of lions, right?
Yes.
You're the man.
That shit is terrifying regardless, but I feel very confident about this weekend, because I feel a little disrespected that we're not the favorite to win this game.
Ooh. Mm.
Oh, but
chip on the shoulder. I like it.
When I hopped on your pod earlier, I was telling you, in a way, you're being respected, because Vegas always gives 3 points for the home team. So Lions being 2.5 means actually on a neutral field, they're giving the Washington a half a point. So they actually slightly do favor them in a way.
Y'all haven't been favorite since 2020, and y'all are favorited against us. I'm sorry. It definitely it hurt. Hey. Like, but I know everyone hates us. Everyone hates Dan Snyder, and we're like the laughing stock until we earn our respect. Yeah,
you're talking about two different public opinionated teams here, like the Lions on Hard Knocks. You got Dan Campbell, very favorable numbers personality wise. Then Washington,
you guys have a much better Q score than us, right? Now.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Dan Snyder will ever get a good Q score, but the team might. Let me get a sweep that guy away.
Yeah. So which quarter, Rio, is Carson Wentz going to fumble or throw the big interception? First, second, third, fourth, or all four, maybe two and four? What are we thinking?
For the sake of my heart and blood pressure, I hope it's early. I hope he gets this interception out of his system early. But our offense came out humming last week, and then he had that two-throw experience, which gave you the full Carson Wentz experience. On the first interception, he broke like all the cardinal rules of quarterbacking on an out route. Like, you can't stare down a receiver, throw it to their inside shoulder, or you can't throw it to their inside shoulder, and you can't throw it late. He did all three of those things, and Tyson Campbell got an easy interception. The second one, that was the first overall pick being the first overall pick. The man literally hid behind the tackle and Superman dive for a screen pass interception. He shouldn't have thrown it. He should have just threw it in the dirt because it wasn't anywhere near Gibson. But he bounced back and went 11 of 13 for 120 and two touchdowns on the final two drives of the game. And for that, I'm cool with it. I'll live with all his flaws because he's so much better than the 1,000 quarterbacks we've trotted out over the last few years.
I know you're worried about Swift this week. The Jaguars are pretty successful with ETN. I think Swift is an upgrade over that, actually. And this is a better offensive line than you faced last week as well. Is that your biggest concern? From your side?
Yeah, definitely my biggest concern, because Jared Goff plays into what we defend well, which is statue quarterbacks. Like, we have a problem with mobility. And it reared its head a little bit with Trevor Lawrence, because Trevor can move.
You must have missed Goff's 10-yard run last week. It was
yeah, he juked out a linebacker.
He did. I seen it. But yeah, DeAndre Swift, after giving up 7 yards a carry to the Jags last week, DeAndre Swift definitely, it's definitely where. Is he healthy? I heard he's nursing an ankle or something.
He's good.
I think it's just precautionary that he's sitting out of practice this week. But
it was his ankle.
Ragnow's out too. But Ragnow was also out last week and then he ended up playing. So I think the reporters would say that if he had a good chance of not playing, but we have no indication of that.
So you say Goff is a statue. Fair enough. What about your defensive line versus our offensive line? Because to me, that's going to be the prime matchup in this game.
How do you see that going down? One, I'm really hoping Jonathan Allen plays, because Jonathan Allen is the best player on the team. He's the captain. He's the heartbeat of the defense. He had a little groin issue. He said he's okay, but you know, players always say they're okay. And he was limited at practice. I think he's going to go, but I like our D-line's chances, man. That Payne and Allen up front and Sweat, they're a problem to handle, man. I can't wait till we get Chase back so we can get the full unit going. But I like our chances of stopping the run. I'm more afraid of Swift getting out on our linebackers, because our linebacker core is terrible.
I got to ask you another question. What do you think you know about Frank Ragnow?
Oh, Iowa guy? He's an Iowa guy,
Frank
right?
Ragnow, Arkansas.
Oh, my God.
Arkansas? Oh, I thought he was an Iowa
guy. He looks like a quarterback white boy.
You don't know Frank Ragnow. Don't worry about it. You'll meet him on Sunday.
Wrong guy. But, he's going to meet some Alabama boys up front, too. He better be ready for it.
It's going to be a battle, man.
It is going to be a battle. I think the O-line from you guys is going to be afraid of getting all hip-tossed by Rodrigo, but we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be a great matchup, though. For both teams, it's going to be really interesting.
I better be ready to cover a lot of receivers, because the way we're spreading them out right now, you better be prepared to have all types of defensive looks, because the way we use Curtis Samuel completely unlocks this offense.
Hey, Lions just scored a bunch of points last week, too, so I would look out yourself there, pal.
Hey, y'all stack them up in garbage time, though.
Oh, come on.
Garbage time. Every quarter. 3-point game.
It's like, hey, man, Stafford.
Y'all were down 17 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Goff was under 90 yards with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Let's not act like the points were happening.
Why are you
night.
Saying things that don't matter?
Yeah, man, hey, y'all were stacking up fantasy touchdowns at the end of the game. Y'all didn't really pose a threat in the fourth quarter.
They could have won one stop.
Yeah, they're literally one stop away from getting the ball back at a chance to win.
But y'all weren't getting stops. I don't even believe I saw their punter on Sunday.
Oh, my. We got
at least three.
Hey, I told y'all I'm ready to come to the Lions then, baby. I'm ready for that smoke. Let's go.
Oh, this is gonna be. I love you. I love your faith, Rio. I love
By the
your
way,
faith, baby.
The Eagles punted three times last week. So.
I was right.
They did. At least three.
mostly in the second half.
We got better. And guess what? You're gonna catch that momentum this Sunday, baby.
Watch for the onside kick. The Lions like to do.
Y'all do a lot of onside. Yeah. Y'all recovered more than like anyone ever.
Three
last
for nine
year, right?
last year. For
they had their hands
year.
Team on for like the whole second half.
It's insane.
Hey, Rio, when we were doing our preseason walk through the schedule, Commanders, everyone's like, win, you know. So, you know, you guys have to earn that respect from us on the field.
They have to command the respect.
30-20, Durs.
You're predicting.
Ooh, 30-20.
I knew something was off about you.
Yeah.
I love it.
30-20 Commanders.
Before you go, Rio, you mentioned that you have a fight song. We'd like you to put out.
We would love to hear that. We love to hear fight songs, man. We love them.
Oh man, Big Z actually sung y'all's on my show, so I got to return the favor at this point.
All right.
Hail to the Commanders! Hail victory! Fight for our Commanders, fight for old DC. See how it used to go with hail to the Redskins, Braves on the warpath, fight for old DC. All they did was they kept the same thing and changed it to Commanders. And it's this, and our fans are having an absolute tizzy over everything. Oh, yeah. And they make it like it's the biggest change ever. Like, that's the fight song. As long as we're singing
it's like
it.
When the Catholic Church changed that. Those words in that prayer, right? Like, you don't mess with that.
Hey, Rio, you have a very soothing voice. I almost nodded off here. It's like watching the Redskins offense. I was like,
Oh boy.
It might have been like watching the Redskins offense, but it's not like watching the Commanders offense.
Oh. Damn, sorry. I slipped
got him.
Damn.
Gotcha.
Because I believe other than the Chiefs, we're the only team in the league to go for over 300 passing yards and 4 passing touchdowns in week one. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
All right,
Rio. So I think that's going to wrap it up for us here. But before you go, do you want to just give us your information, where we could find you?
Absolutely. You can find me on all social media platforms at Rio_Robinson91 and my YouTube channel, Rio Robinson. Show is called Rambling with Rio. I'm approaching 5,000 subscribers right now. Make sure y'all tune into the channel. I do vlogs, live stream, podcasts, post-game reactions, and I do it from a raw, unfiltered, and unbiased, kind of biased perspective. But come through for the real, and we have fun on my channel, man. Check me out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Rio. You have
awesome, Rio.
You've gotten through the Lions Den with your life. You're still alive. You're escaping with your life. So
brave soul here.
Thanks, Rio. Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
30-20. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Take care, man.
Thanks, Rio. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, you guys. So there you have it. Thanks again for Rio for hopping on. Good guest.
Good guest. Good one.
And well, now let's just get into this game a little more. And kind of go around and just I want to see what your guys like. One big thing that you need that the Lions should be doing in this game. Like if you had to pick one thing, what would that be? So who wants to start?
Do you want me to pick?
Rudd, all right, you go.
Shake out the pants, baby. It's all clean up the little things. That's what that game was. It was little things, especially early on, that turned into big things, and it just piled up, and we lost that game because of our own mistakes, not because that team was that much better than us.
All right. UJ.
All right, if I'm going to pick one fundamental thing, I'd say our D-line, the rush being slightly more controlled. I'd like to see pressure. Something like we were doing that yesterday. Wentz can run. I mean, he won't be like Hurts, but he can run. So we have to keep him contained in the pocket. And I just think we need to control the pocket a little more, control the rush a little more, and not let him get outside. That's what I think. A little more control on our pass rush.
Absolutely. Bob?
My one thing, I guess, would be to establish the run game early in this one. I think we're going to have to pound the ball, and that'll open up things for the pass game. And vice versa. I mean, like, I think we'll get some yards through the air, but I think if we can command the ground, I think that'll help us get through this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Field. So last week, Washington threw 10 passes to their running backs, which is a lot. So clearly they're going to want to do a lot of short passing. They do have like a bunch of speedy little receivers, Dotson, McLaurin, Samuel. And I actually like that matchup for our cornerbacks because maybe they're not like, I wouldn't say that we're elite in pass coverage or man coverage yet, but Okuda and Awori, I'd say, are pretty sure tacklers from a cornerback position at the very least, mm-hmm. and Walker and Elliott. So in that regard, I actually like the receiver matchup maybe a little more than maybe you'd expect just from the sure tackling side of things. But my one big thing is I'm going to agree with you, Jay. That's what I had. And get the pass rush because these are speedy receivers. I don't want to give them too much time to get open. And put Carson Wentz under duress. He will make that big mistake. It's just a matter of if or when, not if. So,
yeah. I like this matchup, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, to give our D-line a better test. I mean, that was a really tough test week one.
Yeah, this Washington O-line is okay. They're just okay. Charles Leno is their left tackle from the former Bear left tackle, who is also not very good.
Yeah, that's very unintimidating.
So I'm very excited about that matchup with either Harris or Hutch going against Charles Leno on the left side.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson's a running back. He's the one that had 7 catches last week for over I believe 50 or 70 yards. And then the D line. You heard Rio talk about their D line. So that's the most fun matchup. Our O line versus their D line. That's the most fun matchup to watch.
Yeah.
I think our linebackers come in big here because, like, when you play teams that do quick dunk and dive stuff, the second level has to be on point because just as much as the rush has to get there, they have to be covering stuff and be on jumping routes and not letting guys find the seams.
Yeah. I hope Rio's right that their linebackers suck too, because that would help our offense throwing over the middle a little bit more.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So, you want to get into it? You want to give our predictions?
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. Do so, it. Again, the Lions, home, 1 Eastern, noon Central, 2.5-point favorites. favorites going against Washington Commanders. So let's go around and give our predictions. So we'll start with, spin the wheel. We'll start with Bob. Let's start with you this week.
All right. The Commanders. I think this is a good one to get us on the win side. They're a team that a young team, but they don't put the fear into me. I think the Lions, the way that our offense is building right now, I think we're gonna have a good game. Probably gonna give up some points because they do have some talent on the offense with their receivers. So I like the win at home. Hopefully it'll be a big crowd. Probably not as big as last week, but hopefully they'll turn out. So I like the Lions in this 20. Mm-hmm. I think we have to go into the 30s here. 35 to 21.
Ooh. Two 35-point weeks in a row for the Lions?
Yep. Wow. Yep, it's going to keep going. We're going to be the top offense in the league by this.
All right. Rud Dog.
All right. Well, yeah, definitely not scared. But, I mean, that's nothing new. There's not really a team on the schedule that scares me. But I like this matchup a lot. Another good test for our O-line. I think Stenberg is going to settle in a little better this game.
Did you see his headline? He said, I just want to go out there and kill people.
Yeah, exactly. Right on brand. I love it. I love that he's finally out there getting a chance to do it. Maybe he struggled a bit to this point, but, we don't really have a choice, a much better option at this point, and I love the opportunity to see him grow, and I think he's going to rise to the occasion. But, another good D-line, but our offense, the way it's built, I believe is ready to handle any defense the league can throw at us this year. And so I think they're going to put up their points. But this week, I think our defense, which is obviously not as powerful, is going to put a much better performance against this team. I actually think, to build on your point, Z, about the receiver mix-up matchup, I like our size against those receivers. I know that sacrifice a little bit against the agility and all that, but I like that, it's going to be hard to go over top of us a lot of the time, especially if we, don't let them burn us. But I like that matchup, and I like right back at him, sort of a statue quarterback. I think I'm excited to see Hutch go against a guy like that, and I think they're going to go off this D-line finally, and it's going to be glorious. We're going to see a pick from Rodrigo, pick six, and that's going to put us over 40 points, baby, for a final of 45 to 13.
All right. Well, I guess they got some points.
Wow.
All right.
Well, the offense is just going to go off all over, but yeah, anyway.
All right. UJ.
Yeah, I think, like Bob said, this is a good matchup for us. We need to win this game, but I think we will. Seriously. I think it's everything's in our favor here. Our O-line, our offense, I think is going to have a good game. Continue. I think they're just eliminate some of the early mistakes like they did last week, and we'll be fine. The defense, it's still a work in progress, but I think we'll see it consistently getting a little better each week. And so I definitely see this working in our favor. I think the Redskins are trying to do some purposeful runs with Wentz. I think stopping the running quarterback is something we're not very good at, which we haven't been. But so I think Wentz is going to be running a lot more than he would maybe like to, but expect to see him doing some running. But in the end, Rodrigo's going to hip flip some, like all the linemen at one time or another. He's going to hip toss them all. And then at the end, they're going to have all their secondary linemen in there because all the first stringers are going to be out from being hip tossed. And then we're gonna win the game 35 again. We're gonna get 35 again this week, 2 weeks in a row.
Mm.
And Redskins will squeak out 24 somehow. Our defense, like I said, they're not quite there yet, but they're coming. So 24 for the D, 35 to 24, Lions victory.
All right, another high scoring affair.
Yeah.
59 points. It's the over. I think this is gonna be a tighter game. I think this will be tied at halftime. Actually, I think it'll be 14 to 14. It's going to be a little bit of a battle because I do think their D-line will get theirs at some point. Goff is holding on the ball at that time. But I do think we have the advantage overall on offense. I think our run game grinds it out in the fourth quarter, and we end up with a 27-24 victory. It'll be a close one, but I do think the spread of 2.5 is fair. But we all have the lines covering here, so everybody's
Kool-Aid level satisfactory, yeah. I guess.
A little on like the L. Just, you get little warning lights coming on. A little warning lights coming on.
Hey, win's a win.
I agree.
And I have 27-24. I know Connor's not on the podcast, but I know he has the Lions winning as well this week.
Are you psychic?
We all picked the same thing again.
Wow, yeah. It's amazing. Every week. Wow. We're nearing 200 episodes, and we pick the Lions every time.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, our mindsets are aligned.
Incredible.
It is incredible. It's great. So we all pick the Lions to win, to move to 1-1, and on their way to an NFC North championship, and then on the way to a conference championship, all the way to the Super Bowl. Arizona.
Let's go.
All right. So I think that's going to wrap up the podcast. Week 2. Enjoy everybody. You know, enjoy their Sunday. But before you get to Sunday, follow us on social media, Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Let us know your thoughts about the upcoming game. Give us your predictions as well. And then thank you to SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast, and thank you to our producer Kid J.
1, 2, 3 Kid J.
What?
I remember last week we got to get this down, boys.
I thought we were gonna do the one Kid J.
That's
what I was starting. UJ, hold on, we're gonna start again. 1, 2, 3 Kid J.
Yep. Kid J.
Kid J.
Yeah.
If you made it this far in the podcast, you know this is just how it goes at the end.
Okay, we gotta work on that still, but
so thank you everybody for listening. We hope you have a great weekend. We hope you have a great Sunday. We'll be back again on Tuesday reacting to week 2 with the Lions victory. So thank you everybody for listening, and last but not least, as always, go.
We're getting good at that.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done.
At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.